And now from terrorism to politics. Joining us is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday on Day to Day to offer analysis of the week's big political stories. Hi, Juan.
Good Friday to you, Madeline.
Thank you. And today, President Bush named Marine General Peter Pace as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. What can you tell us about Peter Pace?
He's a guy who went to Vietnam after the Naval Academy and has been in charge of much of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. In his role as a supporter, you know, number two to Richard Myers, the current chair of the Joint Chiefs, who is retiring. Peter Pace, before that, was in charge of the entire Southern Command, which was all Latin America, and displayed a really deft touch in dealing with some of the difficult military operations taking place down there.
And outside the U.S., a new pope, German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI. This new pope is very conservative. How will his pronouncements reverberate, do you think, in American politics?
Religion and politics have been at the forefront of so many arguments bubbling around Washington. For example, right now you have in Pope Benedict XVI, a conservative, doctrinaire religious leader. In fact, he was one who supported efforts to deny communion, if you recall, to elected officials who dared to stray from Catholic Church policy, including John Kerry, a supporter of abortion rights last year during the presidential campaign. The Republicans have been increasing, President Bush in specific, increasing the percentage of Catholics who cross Democratic lines, Catholics once having been a solid Democratic voting bloc, and now are becoming more aligned on cultural issues like abortion, like stem cell research, euthanasia, gay marriage, with the Republican Party. So it's become an intense political, religious mix, and it's quite explosive across town.
Yeah, and you also have Tom DeLay weighing in, the embattled House Majority Leader, also talking about how Democrats are not on the side of God when it comes to judicial nominations.
It just comes down time and again to these issues of abortion, gay marriage, stem cell research, euthanasia, and in cases where the politicians feel that the court has not supported their position, their feeling is that the courts need to buck up and to realize that the people of faith are active in the country and that in some ways they feel the courts are acting in such a way as to deny the importance of religion and religious beliefs in their lives.
Let's talk about a splintering that we saw this week in the Republican Party. First of all, we saw the nomination of John Bolton to be ambassador to the United Nations delayed because one key Republican wavered. What's going on there?
The key Republican was Senator Voinovich of Ohio. And what you saw here was that Senator Voinovich said that after attending one day of hearings on John Bolton's nomination and hearing in specific about Bolton, Senator Voinovich said as a matter of conscience he could not vote for John Bolton, which really threw everything up in a hat because people had been looking at Lincoln Chafee, a moderate Republican from Rhode Island, and possibly Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska as possibly defecting from a straight party line vote. Republicans dominate, Madeline, 10-8 on that Senate committee, Senate Foreign Relations. But suddenly, with three Republicans possibly going the other way, even if there was a tie, the nomination would die in committee. So suddenly, Senator Richard Lugar, the chairman of the committee, decided to delay the vote, and now they're talking to more people. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is involved, and Powell and Bolton do not have a good relationship. Powell just considered him not a strong personality when it came to diplomacy, and obviously he's being nominated for a key diplomatic post as U.N. ambassador.
So is this significant for the Republican Party, or is it just confined to the Bolton hearings?
No, I think that it is significant. I think what you're seeing is that moderate Republicans are playing a larger role. I think, secondly, President Bush, you know, recently reelected, but he's quickly becoming a lame duck, Madeline. I think people are saying, you know, we've got arguments to settle up here on Capitol Hill. We cannot anticipate that President Bush's support and political capital is going to carry us through, that Republicans have to create their own image in the American mind as they look to the future.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Madeline. Have a good weekend.